For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Pack our bags. We're going up to that college to see my son.
When I first heard Bill Belichick was talking at the University of North Carolina, I thought to myself, okay.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Thornton Mellon of college football. He's going to triple Lindy his way to Chapel Hill.
Earlier on the show, Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian, Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Coming up, actor Rob Corddry, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. And I guess, guys, be honest, man, this is just wild. I'm looking at a live shot of a Carolina blue curtain and a podium, you know, covered with Carolina blue, you know, table, you know, cloth.
There's balloons.
The balloons.
There's balloons. Do you think Bill said, I am not signing unless there's balloons?
Yeah.
I got to have balloons on either side. And then Bill's just going to take one of the balloons and suck in the helium and go, I'm just so happy to be back in college. Like, is that way it's going to work today? No.
Rich.
I don't know.
That's so bad.
I just can't believe.
This is amazing.
He is about to be introduced as the next head coach of the University of North Carolina football program. Like, this is happening. Like, he is going to end his vaunted, great college career. Look at him coming out of the, is that a Carolina blue car? He's smiling. $10 million a year, 5-year deal reportedly in his pocket. You know, they sent out a photograph of him as a kid in the stands because his dad, Steve, was an assistant in the mid-50s there before going on to Navy.
Right.
And he was a ball boy. And, you know, and so Bill's sitting there in the stands in a black and white photo.
This could change the way college coaching.
Baby boy.
It's awesome.
Like, there could be more pro coaches that do.
I don't know about that, dude.
Right? This,
I don't know.
I mean,
Keith's just.
Who knows?
He's the only one who says, my boat is called 8 Rings. What about yours? And I have to change the paint every now and then. The paint job. I had to change it every now and then.
You got to get the bottom clean, too, Rich. That costs a lot of money.
Right?
I can tell you about that.
I mean.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
He's about to be introduced.
It's crazy.
And the question is, you know, I mean, who does he bring back? Is it the entire band together? Does he bring in somebody from college? I guess he brings in his son from the University of Washington defensive staff.
Hey, everyone's been assuming that. I don't know.
Please. You know, here, pop that photo up. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
That's Belichick.
That is.
There's Bill. Is he screaming? You know what he's screaming from the stands? Do your job. That's what he's screaming. Where he already done his job, right, earlier in the day?
He might be in the middle of doing the job right there.
No, I don't think so. He's a little older than that. He's older than that.
You're never too old to have that happen.
Oh, my word. I still can't believe it. But we'll, as soon as he starts talking, we'll do our best before we get out of Dodge today to, as they say in the TV business, turn that sound around. Rob Corddry, a Patriot fan just like you. And one of the stars of Bookie, just like yesterday's in-studio guest, Omar Dorsey, is about to come on out here. We'll talk about that with him. He's a diehard fantasy player as well, and he's one of our favorite funny guests to come here on the program. Let's go to Nate in Colorado. Take your phone call here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Nate? Nate, you there?
Nate.
Morning, gentlemen.
What's going on, Nate? You're on, bro.
Hey, Rich, I think I've got the answer to your question.
Okay, sure.
We're all in agreement that Belichick's usually 2 or 3 steps ahead of everybody.
Okay.
And knows the answers to the test before it's ever given.
Yep.
And it didn't dawn on me till after your first hour interview, I could see Arch Manning the day after Texas is eliminated or wins the Natty that he announces he's going to North Carolina. Oh,
I swear, Nate, I swear to you, I thought about this yesterday.
What?
What? That would break the internet.
I thought about that yesterday, guys.
He works with his two uncles. I mean, you don't think Peyton and Eli are going, hey, Arch, you know, he is the greatest coach of all time.
Here's the thing, Nate. First of all, obviously, everybody else here kind of likes the cut of your jib, the way you're thinking, the way you're wired, Nate. I just don't see it. Obviously, where he is a great spot. And Sark is no slouch. And Arch will have a team surrounding him. Thanks for the call, Nate. Arch will have a team surrounding him that, without question, is deeper and more talented and ready to roll in the final 2 years of his college career, one would think, to win it all, than North Carolina. And obviously you would love to be coached by Belichick and things of that nature. But and I know, you know, Bill is currently one of the many jobs he is probably leaving. I imagine he's not going to do both. I imagine one way in which he is not Dion is to continue to, like Dion doing a talk show on Tubi as well as running the Colorado football program and then showing up in New York for the Heisman Trophy. I don't know if Bill's going to do that, but I know he works with two of Arch's two uncles, right, on the Manning cast.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
That would be crazy.
But you'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I'd love that.
I'm looking at the press conference right now. Can we have somebody ask that question, Bill? Can you get Arch? Is Arch coming in the portal? That's the way he's, you know, first announcement, first order of business.
And another thing.
And another thing. Just not happening. But you guys like the cut of his jib right there, man. Right?
Well, you know I do. TJ's as the number one Arch fan.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I only got one thing on my mind.
Of course.
And then, which is your
getting a boat.
Boat for sale right across.
Getting a boat.
Through the card, through his
cards, his Rich. Cards. Multiple. More than one. His, might get a houseboat now.
Arch High.
Very good.
Oh, you want a catamaran.
Very good.
A catamaran.
Power cat.
Catamaran.
Big game tonight.
Yeah, man.
Big game this weekend in the city of Philadelphia. The Steelers and the Eagles have an at it. And then, of course, the Eagles had at it with one another. I mean, A.J. Brown, after the passing game at only 100 passing yards, and he had only four targets, four catches, in the win over Carolina, his post-game press conference, if you will, back and forth with the media, where he had gave 2-3-word answers, and it sounded like he was really upset, like he was on the sideline with Jalen Hurts. Brandon Graham, the OG of the team, locally giving his 2 cents, saying that these guys aren't friends anymore, and so Hurts is trying, and number 11, as he's referring to Brown, needs to try to keep things in-house more. And then Brandon Graham apologized because him talking out of house like that, even though he's out of uniform right now because he's hurt for the rest of the season, he took that back saying, I'm speaking in a way that I shouldn't have. And yesterday, everybody just trying to bury it right now, saying there's no there, saying it was Graham's issues. This was A.J. Brown at his locker yesterday saying everybody needs to move on.
Yeah, BG is being BG. He's emotional. In that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. So it's BG. Everybody loves BG. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he's just giving this perception of something from the outside. So.
But he's around you guys, you know, all the time, though. Could you see where there might be a misperception based off of what he's
I think that's what the world did. You know, they perceived what I said about passing and felt like it was an attack on Jalen. And I think that's what he did. You know, me and Jalen's relationship is personal. So, me and his relationship are good.
So if it's not an attack on Jalen, is it on the offensive coordinator or just in general, just the world is not his oyster enough? I don't. So Brandon Graham, he's the one who's emotional? As you know, I'll always cape for the Wolverine, but all right, Jalen Hurts, your turn.
We're good.
you know, sometimes things change as dynamics change. But for him, he knows I had a lot of love for him, just like I got a lot of love for all these guys. And ultimately, you know, he's a guy that's a competitor. You know, he wants to win. He damn sure wants the ball. And he wants to make an impact in the game. And I respect that, you know, and that's just like all of us.
Okay.
Damn sure wants the ball.
Guys, let me ask you a question. It's so rare to have a 9-game win streak in the NFL. Have you ever heard of a team on a 9-game win streak have a controversy-filled week quite like the Philadelphia Eagles of 2024?
No. A.J. Brown's getting 10 catches this week, though. You better believe it.
You think so?
I mean, come on.
That's what happened last year.
It's not like the Steelers or the Washington Generals to their Globetrotters just because A.J. Brown wants the football.
I mean, Jameis Winston threw all over him. What do you think this receiver corps is going to do?
Pal. I don't.
That's what James.
I don't think that's apples to apples here. I don't know, man. Here's the deal. The Eagles, if they're going to win it all, if they're going to win the entirety of the National Football League this year, Saquon and that defense shall lead them. And you know what will help open the passing game more often than not? Saquon Barkley. Does it matter who's scoring? Does it? Honestly, this wouldn't have been an issue if A.J. Brown just said, we've won 9 in a row. I got upset on the sideline. There's nothing. We've turned the page. On to Pittsburgh. Instead, he's just like, it's a 3-and-out. The passing game needs to improve. Leading the coach basically saying, I took it to mean like he just wants to improve. And then quarterback's now forced to say, I need to improve.
The passing game does need to improve, though.
Fine. Great. Okay. All right. And you think it shall improve just because A.J. Brown says, I want the football?
Yes.
All right.
I do.
I think for the Eagles to win this game, Saquon Barkley needs to lead the way. That's what I think. And then keep leading the way by getting the ball to the 1-yard line only to have Jalen Hurts score 10 out of the 11 times that he's taken the ball to 1-yard line. Okay? This guy has an opportunity to win the most valuable player in the National Football League this year and go to the Super Bowl, and guess who's scoring all the touchdowns that he is setting up when he's not running through the red zone and in the end zone? The quarterback. Is he saying I need to score more? I don't know, man. And when it all comes down to it, does it matter? I mean, even if they lose this game, guess what? I think it does, because they need to have the Lions come to them, don't you think? They could use it. They could use the Vikings coming to them.
Yeah. Home field doesn't matter as much in the NFL as it used to.
Oh, pal.
So
I disagree with that. Big time. I know the Chiefs proved it last year. It does not, but it takes a very special team to prove it that it does not.
I mean, also, the odds don't reflect that either anymore.
Ask the 49ers if home field advantage meant anything for the Bills a couple nights ago. I mean, yeah, man. I mean, we just had Justin Jefferson did an entire interview in a puffy coat. I mean, would you rather
play indoors?
That's what I'm saying. Would you rather, if you're the Eagles and you have to play the Vikings, would you rather do it in their house? Or would you rather do it in your own? I'd rather the dome team be outside. Same thing with the Lions, too. I know they're like, we'll just smash it down your throat. So we'll find out if it matters or not. There's Bill Belichick being introduced and being clapped for and now shaking hands like the deal is closed. He's on NFL Network and ESPN right now, and looks like
he's holding up a hoodie.
Well, I think the athletic director just put on a jacket with the sleeves cut off. His suit, his suit just put on. You know, they took that out.
Is he really?
One of them's got a North Carolina hoodie. They got a North Carolina hoodie for him, and they got a
cross.
Yeah, they got it all working right now.
Think Brockman, those Carolina Jordan 11s are coming out in the next couple weeks too.
Yeah.
Man, everyone's going to want those.
BB edition of
Jays.
Boy, he's triple Indying into this thing.
This is crazy.
For real.
Is he going to knock down all the walls and Mike and
that's
have
what
his
I
one
thinking.
Giant apartment?
Jacuzzi in the end?
The jacuzzi in the dorm room?
Is he going to get Kurt Vonnegut to come in and write the term paper? Why don't you call me when you have
and
no class?
Another thing, Vonnegut.
Here it comes, man. Oh, he's talking. It is starting.
Oh, that's great. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You think Bill spent a lot of time on a high dive board? Because obviously a triple Indy go off here very soon.
I mean, Michael in Portland, Oregon, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Michael?
I cannot believe that Bill Belichick is going to give up chasing Shula. And I think North Carolina is a perfect placeholder for him. A college team is a great place to hang out. If he succeeds, then he's Bill Belichick. He succeeds at college and pro. If the wheels fall off the bus, he can simply say, well, that was college and I'm ready. I think it's a great place to hang out for a year or two until Andy Reid retires. And I like to think that Belichick's going to go into Kansas City and replace Reid when Reid retires.
Listen, the fact that he's taking the job at North Carolina, for me to sit here and say that sounds outlandish, what you just said, means anything can happen. But that sounds outlandish, Michael. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't see him.
As a lifelong Chiefs fan, I can hope. I can have dreams.
Hey, man, Andy Reid's going to live forever. I mean, you know.
But after he wins three in a row, I think he's going to retire and enjoy the cheeseburgers.
I don't know about that either, but. Thanks for the food for thought.
The
There's Michael in Portland.
The
and by the way, this is it for Bill. That's why it's so stunning that he's going to North Carolina. It's not going to be like, well, I'll win a couple of years and now I'll go back to the pros. Like,
yeah, you know,
if they didn't want to hire Bill at 72, what are they going to? Somebody's going to hire Bill at 75? No. I mean, this is it. This is his last stop. He has made this as his choice. Yeah. And the fact that he's chosen college at his last stop is really a stunner.
Did you see the little snippet that was going around yesterday from David Halberstam's book 20 years ago that he did with Bill, saying that he wouldn't be surprised if Bill took like an Ivy League job or some small school towards the end? And that's kind of what's happening.
Well, what he's doing is if Bill Belichick does this because it makes him happy, then that's what anybody wants. If they're still so fortunate to have a job that you love and you have a profession that still is willing to hire you in your early 70s, then you check that box. If he wants to try and have a chance to go and succeed at a job at that, you check that box too. If he does in fact win a championship, a college football championship, you could sit here and say it seals the fact that he's the greatest coach of all time, but I think that's already decided. It just would be one of the most remarkable cherries on top ever if he does that. And he is, you know, he is wise enough to choose a spot where he is wanted. He is wise enough to choose a spot where he's wanted now rather than wait for the NFL team in the bush. And then he's wise enough to situate himself just like back in the day. I mean, he didn't do this on purpose. It just worked out this way. The AFC East was just filled with a bunch of franchises that just couldn't tie their shoelaces. And if you want to choose a conference right now to try and, of the Power Five, right? You want to choose one that has a seat at the table? Wouldn't you look at the ACC? And if I'm not mistaken, I'm seeing the back of Julius Peppers at the press conference. So they're rolling it out at North Carolina. That's what you're going to get when Bill Belichick is your HC. Let's take a break. Rob Corddry, Patriot fan, funny man, one of the stars of Bookie on Max right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back again in a moment. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details. Rob Corddry here, everybody, on the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm a bad person. But it's good anyway, I have a lot of like meetings and writing, and this is what I mean. It's not digging holes, right?
But
it's
a
busy week.
Going on.
It's a busy week. And then last night, I know I'm coming in here at some point. Yeah, I look at my calendar, and I see the Rich Eisen Show on my calendar, and I go, oh, thank God.
We're a breather?
And my wife is there. Never hears that from me.
She's, yeah, right.
What? Mm-hmm. I got Rich Eisen tomorrow. And my wife goes, who? Oh,
that's fine.
A sports fan.
It's fine.
Just not a sports fan. It's fine. Would love you, by the way.
Well, I mean, we have a similar pate. We have a similar look.
Let me
put my glasses on. You know?
You are her type.
See what I'm saying?
Are her type. You know? And you're smart. You're smarter than I am. Uh-oh. You will never meet my wife.
Oh my God! Look at this! Look at that shot that we have ready.
God, two handsome, very masculine.
I would agree. We've got similar look. Yeah. Our glasses.
I mean, I probably said it on this show. You know, the reason people lose their hair is an excess in testosterone.
Let me write that
Ladies.
Down for later. Let me write that down for another day.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can use that.
And look at you coming in here on the day Bill Belichick is named the head coach at University of North Carolina football.
What did I say before you went live? And I was sitting here in the chair, something like, great. I was just sitting here like moping, like, of course. That it's son of a gun.
It's unbelievable.
That day I'm doing Rich Eisen, my favorite sports show, Belichick has got to like pull the rug out from under me.
Look at him. He's being introduced as we speak. He's talking. He's
smiling.
He's trying,
he's saying words. He looks like he's like doing bits. You know? He could be a funny guy, probably.
He can be a little bit funny.
He is. I mean, I think
doing bits is funny.
He is. You know, he's doing his A material. Look at him. He's a dry. It's a dry humor. But as we were saying, this is the most you'll hear him speak from now on.
Then I'll be gone like the wind.
No more.
That's it. You'll only hear from him after.
You stole my one punchline, which you told me about this in the green room. I just found out 10 minutes ago.
That's true, because you've been a busy man.
And I was sitting there watching, going, I got nothing. I got nothing. Oh, I got one thing. On to Wake Forest. And Rich goes, yeah, we already said that before.
Again, this is why you and I are very similar.
I guess.
I chose that. I think wake is a funny word to say.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the
you know?
Yeah, oh man, let's get deep on this.
We're moving on to
funny
tech.
Plosives are funny.
That's it.
What's in that? What's a good? Any peas in there?
Who cares? Maybe somebody's got a. You know, does somebody have to tell him what a hokey is? You know, that's a Virginia Tech Hokie. Yeah.
Boston, you know? College isn't funny.
No, that doesn't have that. Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Not funny at all. On to Boston College.
On to Georgia Tech. We're moving on to Georgia Tech. That's pretty much what it is.
On the way.
I can't believe it. He's going back to school, man.
I'm glad I have as much to say about it as you guys appear to say. Because I watch you guys like, I don't know.
I know. Shocking. Nobody knows.
No, yeah. I don't know.
Because imagine all those years you're going through, you know, you're a Patriot fan. You're watching, you know, this unfold in the most generationally unique way. And that his career is going to finish up at school, in college.
I know. I feel like he's been my like grumpy uncle for the past however many years that comes to Thanksgiving with like a thick book, you know, and sits in the corner and you're like, oh, God, Uncle Bill. Oh, it's just Uncle Bill.
It's Uncle Bill.
And now, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to watch college.
Yes.
I mean, that's better, right? That's what I hear.
Well, you have the time on the weekends, right? Saturdays now?
I mean,
you can tell your family, listen, I'll see you. I got to watch Carolina.
Gotta go.
I got to watch Carolina wake. See if they'll laugh at that.
I've already tried that with basketball. It doesn't. My wife did not buy this ticket. Like, I don't know, when I was in New York and met her, I wasn't watching a lot of sports. And so she didn't know. Then I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm a football fan, and most Saturdays, it was when the Red Zone channel became a thing. I was like, guess what? Saturdays, I'm going to be like in my office, schizophrenically watching like all of the games at once.
Yes.
And she was like, okay, you get one sport.
Oh.
And I said, thank you.
That's right.
You know, I was like,
you normally say, thank you, may I have another? But she told you there's only one sport.
I could make the argument that college football is the same sport.
How many fantasy teams fantasy leagues are you? I recall you had an unhealthy amount last time you were here. I don't know if you were able to weed it out.
We don't really have to talk about it, right? Four.
Four fantasy.
And a pick 'em league.
Okay.
Which I'm doing well in. I always do well in that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I just do what Vegas does.
Which is?
I go with the spread.
Oh, I thought you said you fixed it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wait,
I cheat.
A minute.
I cheat.
That's what he says.
I'm in organized crime.
Rob Corddry. I had no idea. Well, you're in bookie, so you might have been introduced to something going on.
Slightly organized.
So you're in four fantasy leagues. Did you reach the playoffs in any of these?
So I'm, you know, I come in here, you know, always peacocking around, trophies with me. I'm gotten pretty good at fantasy over the years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, man, there's a sweet spot of preparation.
Yes.
15, 20 years, I still haven't found the right, like, dialed it in.
Uh-huh.
Because I would over-prepare and be garbage. Mm-hmm. I would under-prepare and win.
Yes.
So now, like, this year, I just didn't prepare. I just phoned it in.
Yes.
Garbage.
That's no good.
I am, for the first time in my fantasy football career, playing in the consolation bracket.
Oh, boy.
That's a sad place.
Yeah.
Consolation bracket. It's like everybody gets a trophy.
Plus, who plays fantasy for pride, right? Like, you got to play for bragging rights.
Playing for bragging rights and cash. I want cash.
Exactly.
So you're in the consolation, all four leagues, you're in a consolation bracket? Or just the one that you really want to win?
No, and some of the leagues don't even have that.
Oh, boy.
They're like, well, we're just having fun. Nope.
No, my gosh. Like, you don't know those anyway.
You can still play if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I was like on the waiver wire yesterday, furiously drafting players. Like, why am I doing this?
And did you pick anybody up? Did we get anybody here?
Oh yeah. I got a fella named Sincere. Sincere McCormick.
By the way, not a bad waiver wire pickup for you, sir. For the Raiders.
I'm pretty proud of myself. I'm like, who? Oh, this guy's awesome. I don't know. He's gonna be. I will go so far as to say next year's keeper.
Really? Okay. What's your name of your team that Sincere McCormick is now on right now?
With team names, I can't say most of them. On. Oh, no. That one, I believe, is called Finger Time.
That one caught me. I didn't expect Finger Time.
And I'll explain just briefly.
Nope, please.
Do you know that my favorite thing in the world are those NFL bad lip reading videos?
Yes.
And the very first one, one of the ref goes, Finger Time. And that was it. I think one of my other names is Knife school.
Knife school.
As in, I'm taking you to knife school.
Okay.
And
I appreciate using that in the form of a sentence because I was unfamiliar as how it would actually
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it sounds, I don't know, it sounds badass.
Okay.
Doesn't
all right.
It?
Finger time.
And then, I don't know, my family one is probably like Cordry's team, oh. Rob's team, Rob's team. Rob C's team. And I don't remember.
That's the fantasy league yeah. that you're in. Okay, fantastic. Rob Cordry.
I don't go with the puns.
I like it.
I don't go with the puns.
You know, nor does Paul Rudd, right? His biggest one was Dench, exclamation point.
Dench!
That was it. And another one was a...
That's why he's the king.
A floral arrangement, was it?
A floral arrangement.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, no, a floral moment, because he saw that on a website.
It's beautiful, man. It's
called a floral moment.
Like, that's kind of the way to go. Yeah. It's like, what is the most... Yeah. Anti-football.
Obscure, random.
Well, what we do here is...
I'm going to name mine Goop.
What we
try to get a sponsorship.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, hey. That somebody, I don't know if Gwyneth is a fantasy footballer, but we'll just say stuff on occasion here on the program and just write that down. Says that sounds like a great fantasy team.
Oh, good.
Name.
What do you got?
So,
oh, I have a list of like 50 right now just from this season.
You got, what do you got?
How about this one? I wanted more Garcia.
Okay. We don't know what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
Write down the context.
I'm going to learn guitar and name my band that.
Okay.
Finger of Blame. Speaking of fingers.
Oh, I love finger fingers. Fingers just always works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bloomin' Onion Dust.
Okay. That's not bad.
I've heard better.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Zubaz Exterior.
Zubaz Exterior.
Zubaz is just a funny word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Summer of Heineke.
Okay.
Love that band.
Summer of Heineke. Who could forget it?
Shotgun with Kevin Harlan.
Okay. That's not bad.
Getting more.
My fantasy my fantasy team name is Sprinkle a Little Ursay. It's a Sprinkle of Ursay.
Again?
Sprinkle of Ursay.
Back to the everything's a circle. Sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
There funny word, go. Man. Sprinkle.
Rob Cordry here on the Rich Eisen Show. Bookie seems like it's a blast to do.
Yeah, there's worse jobs. It's super fun. It's a great group. I mean, there's really very little I can say about it that I don't love.
Right.
It's an easy show to do because I just have fun.
Maniscalco is just fantastic to be
around.
You
know what's funny about him?
Please.
Is that he's, I mean, dare I say, one of the funniest men in America?
Yes, sir.
Until he's off camera. And then he's like, I don't do it. Nah, I'm not punched in right now. You know, like he's like, I wait till I punch in. Like he told a story about how some guy was like, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke. And there's no punchline to this story. Yes. And it's his story anyway.
Yeah.
But like, if you knew Sebastian, he's just like, he like takes his off time.
And just sits there by himself.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, of course.
Easy to talk to.
Yes, indeed.
He doesn't feel like he has to do bits all the time. Mm. Like other guys.
Like
who doesn't shut up? Old diarrhea of the mouth over in the corner, you know. Sebastian's like, God, series regular now, awesome.
Well, it's great. I mean, the show's fun, man.
It's fun. It's a fun show. I mean,
were you
know,
on the set when Charlie Sheen was there too?
I did a table read with Charlie Sheen, and I took my daughter, my 16-year-old daughter, to the premiere last night, and.
Oh boy.
Half of Hollywood was like, bad dad. But, you know, my daughter, we took her to see Poor Things. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
Oh my God.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And then, you know, that scene when her toes are curling at the end of the bed and this camera climbs up, and I'm like, why did I think this movie would be about anything other than this?
Poor choice.
Poor choices.
Yes, indeed.
And so now, yeah, she can watch Bookie.
Has she seen anything of yours? Like she's,
I think her favorite thing is Unaccompanied Minors. It's like a kid's Christmas movie that I did.
Have you shown her Old School yet?
Nah, am I really in Old School?
Okay. If you blink.
She has watched Hot Tub Time Machine finally.
Okay.
I forbid my children to see that movie. And she, you know, she watched it on the sly.
And?
I didn't get a straight answer. She was like... And I was like, I'm not gonna pursue.
How about any of the Will Ferrell movies that you were in?
Not that I was in.
Okay,
but she loves Will Ferrell.
Okay.
You know, her favorite movie is that Eurovision.
Okay,
Eurovision song contest.
Okay, sure.
Which is a fantastic Underrated movie.
Okay.
But yeah, that's probably her favorite movie. But I brought her last night, and I don't remember where that story was going. But
it's all because I asked if it was fantastic. The Charlie Sheen.
And I had to explain on the car ride home for about a half the car ride home, all the way across town to Silver Lake, who Charlie Sheen was.
Ooh.
Try describing that, you know, like
right. it's a pretty big star in the 80s.
Great actor. That's how I started. Yeah. Ferris Bueller. Remember Ferris Bueller? He was that guy. And she's like, oh, I like him. I was like, just wait. hold that thought. But it has a happy ending. Like, he's a fantastic guy. Yes. I met him at the table read. I was like, I like Charlie Sheen.
Well, who doesn't like Charlie Sheen?
He's great.
I mean,
he's great.
Right.
You know? So polite, and that he can repair that relationship with Chuck Lorre after
yeah.
the biggest explosion to happen in this town in years.
Oh, like, my God, he's, yeah.
I mean, got to be, like, enlightened or something.
Well, I mean, he's great. The show's great, man, and I just love having you on here.
I love being on. I'm not leaving.
You don't have to.
Thanks.
You don't have to. Nobody's kicking you out. Nobody's kicking you out.
What are we talking about next?
Patriots.
I got to go. Go Pats.
No.
Yeah, always.
Okay.
We're rebuilding, you know? It's like rebuilding is rebuilding, guys. You like seeing buildings being built?
Yes, of course.
Same thing.
Who doesn't like watching
the big machines,
architecture?
Steam shovels.
I just think it's funny that the Patriots are rebuilding using the quarterback they got from North Carolina. And when they got him from North Carolina, North Carolina's program went so south, they hired Bill Belichick.
You just said a mouthful, huh?
There you go.
God.
It's the circle of life.
The weirdest ride. I'm going to have the weirdest ride home. I like
weirder than the one with your daughter yesterday after explaining.
Yeah, that was Charlie pretty strange, man. That was something I wish I had planned.
Yeah, you can't go platoon. You know,
Charlie Sheen comes up on the screen, and I'm like, oh, God.
Wall Street, nope, that's no good.
Wall Street.
That's not good. Well, they're great movies, but.
Great movies. He's
not done a bad thing, you know, right?
Two and a Half Men was really funny.
Two and a Half Men was what it was. It was a funny show.
Really funny.
It was a joke machine gun.
For sure.
You know?
I know. Well, it's good to have you on.
Chuck.
Anytime. Rob
Corey. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, check out Bookie on Max, which is available through the Roku portal anytime you want. Season 2 is out. Say hi to Nick Bakay, one of my favorite human beings of all time.
Yeah, well, you're the best. Thank you. I love doing the show.
Right back at you. That's Rob Corddry.
I'll be here tomorrow.
We'll see him tomorrow right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Don't joke.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/westwoodone.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Bagel, everybody says I say that weird. It is ruined my proposal story.
How Jason proposed, and she was like, he brought in a bunch of bagels. I was like, I have to stop this. I will punch you in the throat if you ever tell this story again and call it a bagel.
Let me tell you, now when I tell the story, I go, he went and got breakfast.
There you go.
Bagels.
Yeah.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
I did not approve this, but you know, that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says breaking Bears trading for Russell Wilson. And what's today's date?
It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air, and I have my phone's on the desk and it's buzzing, and
yeah.
And I see it is you know, it's It's Jeff Garland. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the
Rich Eisen?
Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear, but I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God. He's gonna get
his. TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garland?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm ready for
the power that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, boy. Check it all out on our YouTube channel. Why don't you? You are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's T-R-Y-E-T-H-O-S. .com. Let's go to is that Jeffrey in Detroit? Is that our guy Jeff? All right, Jeff, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, pal?
What's going on, cousins and my uncle?
What's up, Jeff?
As usual, we had a little tiff at the barber shop. We were wondering if the season ended today and you had to go to one place, where is it harder to win? Warfield or Arrowhead Stadium? Don't matter how you win, because both teams have the same record. And until you beat the champs, you can't be the champs. So,
I have not been to Ford Field in a long time. But I have been to Arrowhead. So obviously this may be recency bias, but that place is nuts. You guys saw it on opening night, and obviously the Ravens almost won there anyway. Mm-hmm. But that's as loud as an outdoor stadium. Have you ever been in? I mean, Seattle is pretty ear-splitting in the NFL.
Seattle's really loud. I've been to a game there. It's really loud.
Jeff, all I keep hearing about, though, is that it's insane right now inside Ford Field the last 2 years. So what was the answer in the barbershop?
The answer in the barbershop, well, you know, it's Detroit heavy, and we travel so well. You know, everybody in the barbershop pretty much came up with the same thing, Detroit. But, you know, you still got to watch out for the Chiefs. And it's one of those things, it's a little bit off, but we're still kind of looking forward to it. Also, great show today. You guys are really, really funny. And it's safe to say Bill Belichick should get along with the younger demographic, if I do say so myself.
Okay, there you go. Thank you so much, Jeff in Detroit.
Yes.
Okay, our crack staff has turned around some sound bites from Bill Belichick. This was his opening statement being introduced as the head coach of the University of North Carolina football program. I can't believe it. But this is how he took to the podium and introduced himself, I guess.
I always wanted to coach in football, coach in college football. And it just never really worked out. Had some good years in the NFL, so that was okay. But this is really kind of a dream come true. I grew up in college football with my dad. I was the coach of Navy for 50 years, so as a kid, all I knew was college football. And so it's great to come back home to Carolina and back in an environment that I really grew up in. You know, when you're little, you don't remember everything. Obviously, I was too young to remember a lot of things from Carolina, but As I grew up, you know, you hear the same story over and over and over and over again. And so one story I always heard was Billy's first words were, "Beat Duke." Excited to be here. Excited to be in college football. Excited for the opportunity to build and develop young student athletes, young men, and prepare them for their life, either in the NFL or professionally. But the lessons they learn will be professional lessons. They'll be pros in all areas, and that's what we want to develop, as well as having a winning program, successful program. But we want to develop good people and good kids. Good football players.
All right, there you go.
Great tie.
First of all, going out with delivering the red meat.
Oh yeah.
Beat Duke.
right.
Yep. Well, at least you know. I don't know. We'll find out if he shows up at a Carolina basketball game and starts talking to the fans in a southern accent to see if that he's really going to go down that road. But
you know, Rich, I was not to interrupt. I was listening to this mm-hmm. press conference. I got a few things. He said something really funny.
Okay,
that's very Bill. He was talking about the amount of support he's gotten from Carolina, both grads, football players, alumni, and he said, you know, not that I'm a social media expert because I'm not, but there was an awful lot of positive feedback from my face and stuff like that. So I thought
Bill going down his usual path here. Yeah. I got a few more sound bites. He was asked by why he wants to keep coaching here.
At 72, why do you want to keep coaching? What's in it for you? You've proven yourself over and over, and your legacy is set. Why keep coaching?
Well, beats working. You know, when you love what you do, and my dad told me this, when you love what you do, it's not work. It's I love what I do. I love coaching. I love the interaction with the players. I love building a team, working with the assistants, game planning, the game itself, which, you know, there's some good ones, there's some bad ones, but they're all learning experience and working with, you know, young kids who, with the energy, enthusiasm to want to be good, to want to be successful. It's, you know, it's great every day to wake up and come into that environment.
Dude loves it. I've seen it. I believe it.
Yeah, coach is coach, man.
But that it's not just that, though. This guy in particular. I saw it firsthand for all those years, and then I saw it firsthand on the set of the NFL 100 show, which I know I keep returning to, but that's the time I've been exposed to him the most. That he just loves it. He can't get enough of it. He cannot get enough of it. He just loves drilling down, and he loves the game planning. He loves the I think he loves the cerebral exercise. And we'll see if it works with the kids. He was asked if things worked out, would he go back to the NFL? We just had a caller a few minutes ago say he's going to stay for a couple of years and then go back to the pros. I thought that's far-fetched. This is his last job, I would think, but this is how he handled the question.
Bill, what do you say to people that fear that if you do succeed here, that you might leave for the NFL again in a year or two?
Yeah, well, I didn't come here to leave.
That's an applause line.
There you go.
Great one. I didn't come here to leave. He's got to build the program, man. Look at what year two for Deion was better than year one. Mm-hmm. And he had, you know, a quarterback who's arguably first overall pick in the draft and a corner receiver who's going to be a runaway winner of the Heisman. And even then, he didn't make the college football playoffs. Yeah. So it's going to take some doing for Bill. I don't think he's going anywhere. And as of right now, he's not going anywhere off the podium. He's been up there for almost an hour.
Yeah, he's still going 45 minutes plus.
I mean, and like I said, there is an applause line there as well, and he's happy, and I just.
Yeah, someone asked him, well, what did he learn from his time away this past year? He said, being in the media is fun.
Yeah, this wet shirt was apparently his father's, what, his number? Is that what it is? When his father was coaching in the 50s. That was from his, that's. I mean, they're playing it up that, you know, he's got some lineage there, he's got some history there, and obviously the fact that he's Bill Belichick is something that they will be touting till the cows come home. I'll tell you who I'm thinking of today. Bill Belichick coaching the University of North Carolina football team would absolutely flip out, delight, excite Stuart Scott in a way that would be second to none for him. If Stu was alive today and was told that Bill Belichick chose the University of North Carolina football team as his final gig, he would lose his mind. Absolutely lose his mind. And I would have no chance at doing a highlight.
Zero.
For the University of North Carolina football. Absolutely none. And I'm sure his response to hearing that right now, Stu, is, well, like I would get a Michigan highlight?
I was about to say, you had a full week, you know what of I mean? Crowing.
Like, so that would be his response. He would turn it back on me going, so, okay, you get the Michigan ones, I'll get the North Carolina ones.
And I'm sure you signed up for that. So.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure. But I'd still point out, like, oh, well, you got the Bulls, all the Bulls highlights, you know. But he would have something to say today.
No doubt.
He would have something to say today, and he would be the one absolutely calling up B-squared, as I'm sure how he would refer to Bill. He would call up B-squared and say, I'm coming down. What do you need from me? What can I do? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there. And, you know, he might have been the one calling Jordan and calling everybody around and Vince Carter and being part of it. He would absolutely lose his mind today. And it's just another one of those days where I miss his voice and I miss his passion. I miss his excitement. You know, until he starts talking too much about North Carolina, I'll be like, okay, enough.
Listen.
But it's the same way that you guys probably look at me talking about Michigan. But
I wonder what Dean Smith would think about
this. I mean, but that's, too, another way to play this up. Is you got Dean Smith coached basketball there, and now Bill Belichick is coaching football there.
Man.
And you really can't offer up another spot, right? I mean, this would be like if Bill took the job at UCLA.
Yeah, that's
okay. Wooden was here and Bill was here. Yeah. I mean, like, so if Phil Jackson took a job in Alabama, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what the analogy is, what the comparisons are. It's just really off the charts. And
Andy Reid's got to go to Duke now.
So I know it's cooler than the other side of the pillow in North Carolina today. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.